Hi guys, thanks again for joining us on another episode of Music in Marriage. My name is Nikita, I am your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square, and we're there one more time. You don't know another brand new episode of the Music and Marriage Podcast, Season 5. Alive, we're alive.
We hope that wherever you are in the world, this podcast is reaching you in good health and in good spirits.
Yeah, man, and as usual, before we run with the program, we have to big up our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Simply Rose Craft. If you need your home decor, if you need door signs, door wreaths, please check in with Simply Rose Craft. She also comes to your home and decorate it to your business place. She decorated for any holiday season. Just check in with Simply Rose Craft, all right? She has her website, www.simplyrosecraft.com, or she is on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all right? So please check in with Simply Rose Craft. Yes.
Yes, and while you're at it, make sure you guys go over. Make sure you guys go over to Nikki Glitz Cosmetics to shop all of your loose glitters and your color palettes. Tonight, I am wearing one from the Tropic Collection. Make sure you guys go over and shop Nikki Glitz Cosmetics and use your discount MMP22 to get your 20% discount off on both orders.
Yes, yes, yes. We've been kind of anticipating this holiday season. The kids are winding down now at school, getting ready for holiday, finishing their exams and stuff. And, the usual Christmas show and stuff like that is coming up. I don't know. Did we used to go to Christmas shows when we were in America? Like, did Michaeli have?
Yes. For Laurelton Academy, yes, she did.
Yeah, how was it?
I really don't remember. It was always a production. It was always nice. She was always, one of the stars of the show. Mm-hmm. It was always a good vibe. We have a few footage, like recordings that I tape, like home videos that I have of that time, those times. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Carlos
really,
came to one with us one year.
I don't remember. Them always keep it at the school? Or
no,
was it
it's usually
else?
Kept at an auditorium at a different location. Sometimes it's different schools, but I remember one year where we went, it was like a huge auditorium.
Keep it at Springfield High School.
Springfield High School. It was one of the schools that I'm in the area.
It
was like in the auditorium, and it was a whole big thing. All the parents came dressed up, just to support the kids. It was always a nice vibe. Laurelton Academy, big up y'all goddamn selves out there in Queens. Where's the area? Springfield Gardens. If you're in Springfield Garden and you need a school for your child, they're just starting out early childhood daycare, please make sure you guys go over to Laurelton Academy. Excellent program, excellent school. You guys will not be disappointed. Go ahead.
Can you just turn that on for me, please?
Turn that on, the fan.
As I was saying, I think that Meadowbrook Prep now is preparing their usual Christmas show, which is always a nice vibe.
Yeah.
The production is actually really nice. The kids are very talented and them do them thing. You know what I mean? And we always try to make sure we go there and support it every year.
Yeah.
And our children always take part in it as well. Even though,
despite us not celebrating,
we don't celebrate
the
Christmas
season,
and things like that, but the kids still,
they look
try
forward
to make
to
them,
that, give them some type of normalcy, and they look forward to, participating with their friends and classmates, each year when they have, different type of activities and stuff going on.
Yeah, definitely.
So we don't want to block them from anything, but at the same time, we teach them at home what is right from wrong and what is it that we expect.
Definitely, definitely.
So, yeah.
So that, the holidays are
upon us.
Upon us.
As
you
see,
ready?
Red is everywhere. My favorite color.
I see you all dressed up.
I'm ready.
The question, right? Mm-hmm. We was driving early on the radio, and they're asking the question, what do we dress up for? What do Jamaicans normally dress up for?
Top five things Jamaican dress top up five. For. What is your top five and I give mine?
it's a weird thing with me, right? Because I'm not really the dress up type of person, but I'll put on fresh clothes in the house, like
brand new clothes in the house.
Yeah, that's me.
Just like, chilling.
Because all right, the thing is, weird. I don't really go out anymore like I used to when I was in my early 20s and stuff. You know what I mean?
Why is that though? Because you're a married man or your father or you just winding down with time?
No,
or?
I feel like it's all of the above, I guess.
Don't let marriage stop you because I want to be out here in these streets. Like,
I mean, me not stop you from doing your thing. But as I say, with me personally, it just feels like I've enjoyed that part of life.
Okay.
And, you know, it enjoyment, I use the word loosely, because it's not like when we look back, I'm going to think about that time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily enjoyable partying, so to speak, for me.
Okay.
You know, in my teens, that's when party did nice. In my teens.
I don't even want to say why I think so, but I'm going to let you do you. Go ahead.
In my teens, right? So, you know, because I spent most of my teenage years in Jamaica, right? I moved to America when I was probably like 16, going on 17, something like that, right? And between 11 to 16, party nice.
Careless years.
Right? Party nice to me. And then,
first of all, you ain't even supposed to be in no party between 11 and 16, my guy.
Don't worry about that. What? party keep on the Kirk in front of Red Square. Every like holiday season, Christmas big labens time, come string up and thing, right? And so me enjoy between that time, the partying vibe, right? When I got to my 20s now, like my early 20s, 21, 22, like I think I started college around that time.
No, you started before that, but okay.
I started college at 19 or something
18.
Like that. 18. Right. And between the ages of 18 to maybe mid-20s, right? Things change. You know, it responsibility became more.
You didn't have any responsibilities.
What? Remember, we were living together on our own.
But that was it. I was between your only responsibility, though.
No, not you alone. Bills had to be paid. Like, come on now. Oh, yeah. And I was still going to school as well at some point.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, now the brain starts to kind of take shape and be more focused on certain things. Maybe I wasn't absolutely focused, but I was now aware of what responsibility really meant. And because of that, I feel like, you know, over time, as responsibilities got more and more, partying and everything else just had to just...
Back burner.
Yeah. Like, all right, that can park.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because me park that now in my mind mentally, we still I get fresh gear, same way and thing. You know, but me not really have nowhere for where them go, because I'm not interested for going to party and whatever. So it's, and I think it's okay to, you know, wear your fresh gear in your house.
I think it's stupid as hell. You have house clothes and you have going on the road clothes. It's two different things. You can't wear your going on the road clothes in the house and then wear your house clothes on the road. It makes no sense. Your house clothes is your house clothes.
With me, we not differentiate. It's like clothes are clothes.
You know, even
if it's
with fresh, the kids, I'm like that. I'm like, y'all can't wear certain things outside. And he's just like, put on clothes. Our clothes. That's anything. No. You have house outside clothes and you have your house clothes. Yeah. Like your house clothes now is clothes that's inappropriate or clothes that have oily nights, stain, whatever it is, you know, but that's your house clothes. But I'm not going to be going outside and know, like, that's too much.
I mean, in any case.
What's your top five?
I don't really have a top five. Because
you dress up. Just put on whatever.
Whatever, whenever. Like, you know what I mean? That's just me. I feel whatever I feel comfortable in at that moment, I go wear.
I can attest to that. That is definitely true for you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he does.
What about you? What is your top five dressing up?
Moments. Five is like holidays. I'm not really a holiday dress up type person. Just because it's holiday, I'm going to put on clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, you know, something and me, I go somewhere, you know, I feel nice, then I might put on something.
Mm-hmm.
So holidays, vacation.
Okay.
Actually, I wouldn't put vacation. I'll put vacation at two.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays, wedding, funeral, party, birthday.
You dress up for God's funeral?
Yeah, if you dress up for, if you represent the dead and send them off well. I mean, you know, especially if it's a person that love fashion, person that dress well in real life, like you got to make sure you show up and show out.
No, it's a black pants, no shirt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but you're a basic guy. You're like, you know,
I'm a basic.
You're simple.
I'm a basic. All
right, not basic, but you're
I'm a basic guy.
He's a simple person. Like, he's not fussy. He's not the type like, oh, me for avant this and chain and ray and belt and all. Like, he's literally like a jeans or a black pants and a shirt and him clocks and him gone. Like, that's your thing. That's your style. And it's okay. Me, you know, man, for dress up, especially for my birthday. Oh, my goodness. You know my birthday. I take that day very seriously.
Yep.
So I have to, like, I have to have a birthday outfit and I have to have a birthday Eve outfit. So I have to make sure I have two outfits.
Birthday and birthday Eve.
Two specific outfits for, like, the evening hours and in the daytime hours, you know, two different outfits as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, birthday is my top, my number one, I would say, for times when I would get dressed up.
Birthday Eve is probably number two.
Yeah, but birthday and birthday even say without going on one. Come, I love the two of them the same amount. You know, so it does, it blend in with that one.
Birthday and the birthday Eve.
I know people out there celebrate their birthday Eve. I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Anyone out there, if you celebrate your birthday Eve, please drop a comment and, you know, just relate. Because people act like I'm crazy when I say it.
Mm.
If New Year's can't have an Eve and Christmas have an Eve, why me can't have an Eve?
Hey, do you, man. I'm spending years trying to dispel the nonsense, but
what
might as well just slow you make it do your thing.
You know what? I'm not even.
Yeah, holiday season is upon us, you know.
And yes,
we hope you guys enjoy the holiday, you know, responsibly,
be safe.
And be safe out
drink
there.
Drink safe, drink responsibly.
Usually, you know, upon the roads during the holidays in Jamaica,
madness all over
accidents
the world.
Are all like up there, you know what I mean? So just be careful out there on the road, you know.
Be safe. Let's put down the guns and take up the red cups and the, you know what I'm saying, and just have a good time. Have fun. Whatever it is that you like to, you know, indulge in, to enjoy yourself, do so. But do it carefully.
Responsibly.
And responsibly. And just be safe and love
remember
your family.
January morning and exactly. School and books.
Exactly. School fee for PL January morning. So trying about to go shell out everything. New Year's Eve. I'm braha fast. You say, yeah, I hate that. January morning, I call member. Tomorrow is another day.
Yeah.
All right. So topic. I wanted to discuss something that might be a little touchy. Mm-hmm. You might not admit to it yourself, but work wives and work husbands. Have you ever had a work wife or wives?
Work wife.
Do you need me to explain?
Yeah, what is a work wife?
Okay, a work wife is pretty much a woman at work that, or a man for me, at work that takes care of your every need while you're at work. So if I'm at work and I get in the morning, he's there to open my car door or to greet me when I come in with some breakfast. And when I need something at work, like some lunch, he's going to go and make sure I get lunch. And, you know, sit there to be my ear, to you know, to be my guide. So to speak, why your face?
What the fuck? What? No, I've never had a work wife.
Some people take it to the extent where they go on vacations with their work wives or work husband.
No, and I am not comfortable.
I feel like you're lying.
Hey,
I mean, how many jobs have I had over
my life? When you was at Birch, span. I feel like you had a work
wife. When I was
wife.
At Birch...
You had a work wife.
I had no work wives. Nobody catered to me when I was coming into work with breakfast. Nobody opened my door.
I mean,
nobody,
not necessarily those things, but same thing like a wife would do. They're doing that in the
nobody,
at work.
No woman, none whatsoever, has ever opened a door for me.
Maybe not that.
Bring breakfast in the morning for me.
Doubt
make
that.
Tea.
Doubt that.
What else?
Give
what
you a back rub.
Give me a back rub. Open the ears to listen to me to talk about whatever. First
whatever
and foremost,
you're venting.
What we have to about? What we have vent about?
You could be venting about life. I mean, you could see this person as a friend because that's what... All
you
right.
know, obviously, you have had a work husband. So let's get into that part. Forget about me. We can unequivocally say that I have never had no work wife business. So let's get into the work husband. Who is this person?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Who is this person?
I don't know what she's talking about. I'm just bringing the topic because
no, you're not just bringing the topic. So you sound like you're well all right with it.
I mean,
so we need.
That's a different situation, though. Yeah. That is something that we can get into. We can talk about. As far as me seeing anything wrong with it, as long as it doesn't pass a boundary,
I would say. Already passed boundary. If y'all make breakfast to me.
I mean, there's females at jobs where I've worked at that...
It already crossed the boundary once you make breakfast and I
how
bring...
How so?
You make breakfast at your yard for bring, come give me.
Or maybe you buy breakfast at the store somewhere and say, all right, I'm buying breakfast on myself, so I'm going to pick up something for you two and...
That's very kind.
We can have breakfast together.
That's very kind.
All right, there's a situation
That's
where...
That's very kind of you.
There's a situation that I know of where... This guy has a work wife, and she brings him lunch every day that he's working, and they've been on vacation together. They
what?
Eat lunch together, but he's married.
Nikita.
I'm telling you the situation. Like the
All right, tell me the situation.
I'm just telling you right now, that's it. Like, he's, you know, but he's married, and she understands. Well, I'm not even sure if she knows that he's married, so I can't even say that. But... That's, you know, that type of relationship. Some people are okay with it. For me, personally, I feel like as long as you're not passing certain boundaries where it's not...
All right, so let me ask a question. You say you're not past certain boundaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are the boundaries?
Don't call my phone. Don't see me with my husband and feel like you're going to come talk to me at tripod set place. Don't feel like it's going to be anything sexual. Don't feel like it's going to be any flirtation or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you're already flirtation. Flirtation.
We're friends.
Nikita.
Who
Nikita. Nikita, stop it. Nonsense. Who is this work husband?
What the fuck are you talking about, bro? What are you talking about?
Who is the work husband?
There is no work
husband. When you was working in the hospitals all over the damn country, who was the work husband?
I didn't have a work
husband. At these hospitals.
I didn't have a work husband.
I don't believe you.
I didn't
For
have
the first time in my life.
Really, bro?
Yeah, me genuinely.
Wow.
Me genuinely no
believe. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Me genuinely no believe you for the first time.
I feel that one too.
Yeah.
I genuinely feel that one too.
Me no believe you.
That's crazy.
Me no believe you.
Not dead ass. I didn't have a work husband.
Me no believe you. I'ma feel like you should be open and tell me because that's all. That was a pass. Right? So it's okay.
As I said.
But me personally, I'm not the work husband business. I don't want a man to bring in nothing while I'm on the job with you. Because guess what now? He must see you for half of the day. You know? You and him on this work for half of the day.
Okay.
God, he knows where he's going in a him brain.
The fuck exactly? It's in his brain.
No matter. It no matter because guess what? You're open and comfortable.
Nah, dogs.
You're open and comfortable with this person. You have built up a relationship, a work relationship that is more than just that. It has become something more, right? And because of that, anything is possible.
So you can have a female friend just talking to, or I can have a male friend anywhere just talking to, and anything can be possible.
We never say anywhere. You're seeing this person every single day. for half of the day.
You sound triggered, bro. Like, hold on. You sound a bit.
Because you're lying to me right now.
I'm not lying to you. As I said to you, it's just a situation where I know of, and I thought that it was very interesting. So that's why I wanted to ask you, what was your take on it? Because it's, huh?
You're lying. Okay. You are lying. I'm 100% certain of that. That you're telling a lie live right now in front of these cameras.
I can't believe that you're really feeling like I'm talking about me.
I think you are, actually.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I feel like work wives and work husbands is, if you don't cross certain boundaries, as I said before,
so
I don't
you feel... never cross certain boundaries. So that's why I did comfortable.
I have to laugh because it's... I feel like...
He brought you breakfast?
I told you who used to bring me breakfast already.
Did he bring you breakfast?
No, he didn't.
When bring you?
Nothing. As I said to you, there's no work husband for me. I just had the situation in my head because of something I know of. Someone I know of. And I thought that it was a very interesting topic because you've worked in a place where there was... a lot of females before, and I've worked in a place where there's a lot of males before, so that's why I'm asking the question.
May I try to think back?
Think back a while.
To your days. Not sure.
Wow. You really have nothing for the door. Anyways, you guys let us know what y'all think about this topic. I can't even, like, I'm just... Mm.
Work husband and work wives is a no-no.
It's a no-no for me. For you.
No.
It's a no-no for me once certain boundaries are being passed and you feel like it's impeding on your relationship. All right,
listen to this now. Me and your friend, that's as far as it goes.
That's a lie.
Right? We know for... No, in this... time right now, in at this moment, may I speak from this moment right now. May I talk about past back things then. Or whatever. Okay. May I speak now.
Okay.
As a husband, a respected husband, right now. Friendship, that is it. Once you decide to you're gonna bring breakfast to me on a consistent basis, that trigger my brain right away. Man, I bring food come here constantly every morning, bring you your coffee, whatever.
Yeah, that, but that's
you
what
see,
I'm saying.
You see, once you start doing them thing up on a consistent basis, and I try to build, like it's like the wolf inside that you try to build something.
But then if you have a solid woman, you shouldn't have to worry about that. And that's why I'm laughing at the situation with you. Because
the point is, you know, the woman is solid because she's okay with having this fucking...
It's a friendship. She's okay with having... a relationship. You
wait, Niam? You wait, Niam?
Work wife and work husband.
You hear the word? That a sacred word that it used in a phrase, in a title. Work husband. So... you find, say, in your mind, subconsciously, you're a fucking husband. So you're doing the things them with the husband, with the home. So the home husband, now they are work for do what the work husband can do. And wife, vice versa. Because I mean, I don't want to sound singular like you when you attack. So vice versa. Right? So you know in your mind things that you're a blood clot wife. Our husband. It's right away, them things are synonymous with certain things and behaviors. That word.
If you carry yourself as such. If me and you have a relationship and I'm here and you're giving me things and I'm letting you understand that, listen to me. There is no relationship. There is nothing that's going to be in this
so
for you.
So we're husband and wife. Are
that's
doing
just
the,
a
the
term
title.
That they use because like it's that someone term. That caters to you in certain aspects
hear them
at work.
Hear them something there. Oh, which man goodness. A woman for you cater to your work?
I mean, you got bitches catering to you outside of work, so either way, it's still the
work
same thing.
Work is work.
Okay.
When they at work, work. Fuck, but wife, our husband,
yo,
and work.
You know, so this is the first episode I've heard him curse so much. He's not that type of guy that curse. Like,
when wife, our husband, and do our work. Now work, you gonna work, gonna work. So a husband and wife are doing work.
As I said, it's just a term that they use.
Me not like the term.
I didn't make the term. I'm just using the term.
Okay.
This is the term that is used for that type of relationship.
You have to understand.
Within the workplace.
You have to understand. Right? Again, these terms, right? Them come with
stigmas and perceptions.
Perception, right? Okay. That is the word.
Okay.
Right? So, you is a fucking work husband. Excuse me, fuck. This is just, I'm very perturbed.
But, he's very.
All right? You have a work husband. Seeing? Me in my mind, husband. All right? That alone me want to hear. Me a husband.
Yeah, but a work husband and work wives, once you're in the workplace, you already understand what that is. No. Well, maybe because you never worked in a hospital. That's just how it is in the hospital field. I don't know how about other fields.
So suck on me no, but, so you have a work husband.
Okay. So that means everybody in the work in the hospital that work, they have a work husband and a work wife. Yeah. Man, get your ass on out of here.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I'm not with the drama. I don't create
Who
drama. I don't do all
tea?
Of that. Who used to what?
Bring your tea.
You know,
your
I don't
coffee.
Drink tea like that. And I don't drink coffee like that. You know that already. And when I used to buy my Cortaditos, I used to go downstairs and pay my $2.50 for my little shot. So I don't know who you're talking about.
Thing never tell me still. Tonet.
Tonet could call you and tell you. Remember, my mama used to work there too. If she knows she love you, she'll snitch on me.
And what I gotta tell me?
She'll snitch on me easy. So if there's anything to know, trust me, you'll know. So and you would have known.
I better you tell me now than call me. I go make the call.
Ring the ding 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 dong. Ding 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 dong. Make that call, homie. Make sure you put it on speaker because I want to be there to laugh.
You put this on speaker, right? So you can direct the convo, right?
Direct? I mean, I'm a director, but nah. Just to be there to be entertained. Because this is something that it's funny to see you being so tickled by this.
Rattled, yeah.
Very. Yeah, you're very like.
No, work husband, work wife.
I don't agree. From how you're putting it and the perspective that you're giving right now, I can understand where you're coming from and where a person might get a wrong idea and impression. However, as I said, if this is someone that you're communicating with, you should be able to sit down and let them understand. And no certain boundaries are not going to be passed. And it should be clear that, okay, we could be friends. We could look out for each other. We at work. All right, I'm at work. You know I'm working. And you got extra food. You just bring in an extra plate for me. I don't see there's nothing wrong with that. I've done that with females. I've done that with Tonette many times. So it's and she's done that with me many times. So it's not like, say, it's weird. They weird. Just have a term when it comes to the men and female. It's just work wife, work husbands. Maybe in some situations there is something actually going on. Maybe in some situations there is
in
attraction there.
All situations.
I wouldn't say all. I wouldn't say all, but okay. I mean, it potentially can lead to that. Definitely, yeah.
It will lead to that.
It will lead to that if the wife is careless and allows certain things to happen.
It will lead to that. Worse if the man of the yard now do what supposed to do. Work husband are going to step in.
So let me ask you a question.
Work
you feel like, let me ask
in.
You a question.
Work when? Husband are going to step in. Work wife are going to step in and fill that void. Once head let on shoulder and you start express whatever you have got you.
First off, you know I don't tell nobody my business like
I'm
that.
I'm not saying you.
No, because
so
you said
don't
I had
personal.
A husband. No, because you
don't
appointed,
take that part
you were directing. You've been directing it to me since the topic.
Don't take that point personal, all right? I'm not talking about you there. I'm saying in general.
Okay.
Once you start feel comfortable and a talk about the way I got you and ray and this and that and him now going with this a yard and him now set you right and twist you and turn.
I mean, why would you sit down and talk to a person that you
whatever you feel
you're
comfortable
for
tell your house husband, your work husband, say your house husband now do. Whether it be sexually, whatever. And him step in and gear the shoulder there.
Trouble.
Yo, I'm telling her this, man. Right? She now have a one husband. She have
one.
So, no get no ideas. No bring her no lunch. She no drink coffee.
I mean, I work with my husband. I work with my work husband. I have my work husband.
She not drink tea. All right? Just so you know. And if she used to take tea or whatever.
She not take it no more.
She
not take it no more.
She can cook. And me can cook.
Facts.
All right? Yeah.
Hey, that was a public service announcement. Before we go, make sure you guys subscribe, hit that subscribe button. If you are listening to us on a streaming platform, make sure you go over to YouTube to catch all of our visuals of this podcast. Make sure you guys go and subscribe. RSR Network is the name of our YouTube channel. Make sure you hit that notification bell so whenever we do release a new episode, you are notified. We thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Music and Marriage. Please make sure you hit in the comments, the like, subscribe, and just let us know what you think about this episode and other episode of our podcast. We thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita. I am your host, and this is my house husband.
Husband overall.
My co-host.
Husband overall. All right? I'm like Red Square. Big up on the damn self.
Oh, good people. Oh, good. We love y'all.